97.5, 1280, The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Excited to catch up with our next guest, the head coach of the Utah men's basketball team, Craig Smith. Still seems a little weird saying that, I'm not going to lie.
How long will that take?
By the way, I did drop it in the broadcast once.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no, I did not hear about this.
Yeah, it happened.
How bad was it?
It's just a little slip-up, and somebody just reminded me, like, hey, that's not our coach. I'm like, yep, that's right. Look, he spent 3 years with a guy. Like,
yeah, every day. Well, you know, 3 days a week.
I mean, some of those trips last year with COVID where you'd be in the same city for 4 days playing two games back-to-back, and you'd interview him once before, once after. So, I mean, I'm talking to this guy more than I am my wife during some of those stretches. So yeah, it's been weird.
When they informed you that you said Craig Smith instead of the current coach, were they upset about it or?
It was a good talking to.
Oh, okay.
Let's just say, like, hey, you should probably remember the name of the new head coach. I'm like, Craig's the guy. Craig's my guy. It's been a long time. It's going to take a bit of an adjustment. All right, joining us now, head coach of the University of Utah men's basketball team and a good friend, good dude overall, Coach Craig Smith. Coach, you miss these conversations, don't you?
Scotty and Hans, what's up? I do. I caught the tail end of it, but I hope I didn't get anyone into any trouble of
no,
any
it's,
sort.
It's not your fault. It's my fault. Let's just say repetition.
Hey, let's
get into new rhythms.
Let's just say, Coach, you got congratulated for a big win with the Aggies not too long
okay.
ago.
I guess there's worse things that happen, but that was awesome for the Aggies, and what a great tournament for those guys to go out east and win four games against really good competition, obviously culminating with the big victory against Oklahoma, who was annihilating teams, it looked like to me, going into that. So what a great win, and obviously a great moment for, I'm sure, for all of the players and coaches and everybody, but I'm sure it was a little bit more for a young man named Justin Bean growing up in Oklahoma, and what a really cool thing for him and that whole program. So that was awesome to see.
Well, Coach, going back east, you get wins against Boston College. You knock off Tulsa as well. Congratulations on those. I know those neutral site games can be difficult. So tell us a little bit about how it's coming together for your squad and obviously on the heels of a really big week this week.
Yeah, it's a great start for us, you know, to be able to be 5-0. And, you know, you look a lot across the landscape of college basketball and it just feels a little bit different this year. I think scoring's down as a whole. I think turnovers are up as a whole, which is, you know, at this time of year, it's normal that the defense is ahead of the offense. But you just see what – and who knows if they're upsets. What there seems to be a lot of upsets. You know, you don't know if they're really upsets or not because such a small body of work. So for us to be 5-0 and I feel like we've gotten better every night out. You know, 2 weeks ago today was our first game, like most teams in the country, and I feel like we've gotten better and significantly better over the last 2 weeks. You know, when you're just like Coach Odom, when you take over a new program, you know, and this year recruiting's really changed with NIL and the transfer portals, and that's a whole other subject, but. You know, we have 8 new guys, and out of the 7 guys that returned in a running youth uniform, only 2 of those guys last year averaged more than 7 minutes a game. So it's a jigsaw puzzle, to say the least, for us. But it's been fun. Our guys have been outstanding. We've had a few setbacks here physically with some injuries, but our guys have had the old cliche, the next man up mentality. So to go out east and beat Boston College in the first game. You know, Jim Molinari, when I left Nebraska to go to South Dakota, the guy that coached Miles, our head coach at Nebraska at the time, hired was Jim Molinari. He's always known to be one of the best defensive coordinators, as they would say in football, in the country. And he's got him playing hard. We knew it was going to be a rock fight, and it was. I mean, it was just a rough, tough, physical. Scoring was at a premium. And then I thought we really settled in and played a pretty good game against Tulsa, who obviously traditionally they're always a very good player. program. So we've been able to avoid some pitfalls and just continue to get better. And obviously we got a big week this week against BYU at home on Saturday.
So, Coach, I'm curious, when you got into this University of Utah program, I know you've come in and you've taken over a lot of different programs and rebuilt some programs. What state was this program in when you took it over?
Well, you know, it's interesting because in the transition between the two, you know, when the announcement was made with Larry and then before, you know, the me being hired or, you know, during that transition, a few guys went to the portal and then, you know, then we got announced and you met with all the players, so on and so forth. And we, you know, a couple guys decided to stay that were in the portal. Others left. A couple other guys that we worked out for a few weeks decided to go into the portal. And so it was just, I don't know what the right word, chaos. Maybe not the program, but it was chaotic for like 3 or 4 weeks, you know what I mean, of that time. And so, you know, I don't know exactly the state of the program. I just knew we told our staff and we made a concerted effort. Let's build, which we always try to do, build great relationships with the people in the department and obviously the current student athletes, meaning the guys that decided that they wanted to stay committed to the running Utes, and let's, you know, serve them and go all in on them. And obviously we had to really go and recruit it. I've done, you know, this is what got hired at Mayville State, and the year before we got hired, they had won one game, and we were able to go to 3 straight national tournaments. South Dakota, I think the most wins they'd ever had was 12, and it was a little, you know, we had to come in and change some things, and obviously what we were able to do at Utah State. So they're all a little bit different, but, you know, I try not to worry too much about what was done in the past and just concentrate on what we're trying to do. And that's build relationships. Let's help our guys get better, and obviously implement a style of play that's been relatively successful. And then let's see where the chips may fall. So it's been an exciting time. It's been fast and furious, and now we're already in Thanksgiving week, and it's such a great time of year.
You know, I remember in a bunch of our conversations when you took over at Utah State and saying that. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of time to figure out what you have on a team, especially when there's a huge kind of turnover. Do you feel like you're a little closer on figuring out who this team is right now?
Yeah, I think we've learned a lot the last 3 weeks, honestly, 2 weeks of the season. And then, you know, we had, just like most programs, we had an exhibition game and we had a close scrimmage. And so you're just – and then obviously the practice time. And we really value practice time. How did Justin Bean and Abel Porter – got on the floor because of what they were doing in practice. We're talking about practice, as Allen Iverson would say, but we really value that. And it wasn't like they were unbelievable in games. They weren't bad, but they didn't really necessarily move the needle, but they were really moving the needle in practice. And it just, once we insert them into the lineups, you know, Abel is this, you know, starting point guard and Bean coming off the bench and, you know, look what he's been able to do. But, you know, you can learn a lot through that, but now being able to play in games and settle in, who can understand a game plan, who can understand, you know, role definition, or at least have the self-awareness to know what they're good at, what they maybe aren't so good at, and kind of do what they do that way while playing with the freedom and attack mode. And so, and what's interesting, and, you know, style of play matters, like being in a certain system and style and guys understanding, like we said with the self-awareness piece, there's guys that can really thrive in our program that maybe would struggle in other programs, but there's also the flip too, right? Guys might struggle for us and thrive somewhere else. So style of play does matter. Coaching matters, and trying to put guys in a position to truly utilize what they're really good at, and then try to, you know, just kind of minimize some things that maybe they're not so good at and throw them in a team concept. And it's amazing what can happen.
So, Coach, I was really excited to get a chance to talk with you today. I know you got BYU coming up, and I haven't had a chance to talk to many coaches that have coached both at Utah State and at Utah and have prepared those two universities for BYU in a rivalry sense. Is the rivalry sense or the feel of the rivalry different at the University of Utah? Just kind of the surrounding administration, maybe the players, the feel of getting ready for the rivalry game. Is it different at Utah than it was Utah State?
Yeah, that's a great question. I felt like that might be asked today. I don't know that I can totally answer that yet, just from the standpoint of I haven't lived it in terms of coaching in a game. You know what I mean? And being a part of that in that respect. I do feel like it's very intense. Felt it a little bit with the football game, although not being necessarily a part of that. But it's pretty high level. And so, you know, the old cliche, you can, you know, when you win that game, that matters a lot. And when you lose that game, that matters a lot. And so you certainly, living in Salt Lake City, you know, there's definitely a lot of, like, I live in Bountiful, and you see some red flags up and you see some blue flags up, and you do see a lot of Aggie flags as well. It's a potpourri that way. And I think that's what, you know, I've said it many times, like, living here now, and I'm obviously a Midwest guy, but I love this about the state of Utah. Like, you have your allegiance, and that's what it is. You love the Utes, and that's what you love. You love the Cougars, and that's what you love. You love the Aggies, and that's your team. And there's no, like, it is all in with that squad. I think it's awesome for our state right now that you know, all, you know, BYU, Utah State, Weber State, Southern Utah, all these schools are off to unbelievable starts to the season, and hopefully we can all continue it, except when we play each other.
Craig Smith joining us.
Lead into go ahead.
Sorry. Craig Smith joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. By the way, your heart breaks for a young man in Boston Holt who's out for the season with that torn ACL. I know that's a loss for your team. Also, what's the update on Marco? I know he rolled that ankle. How's he looking for a potential game on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet on Marco. Time will tell, I guess. You know, we still have 4 days to go. We're certainly not saying he's out. Certainly not saying he's in. It didn't look good, I'll say that, watching it. It didn't look good in person, but it really didn't look good when you watch the film. Actually sat by Marco on the plane ride back from we connected in Atlanta to Salt Lake City, and he told me he has never rolled an ankle in his life. And I was like, that's incredible, isn't it? I was like, well, Marco, obviously you don't cut hard enough or don't slide hard enough on defense if you've never rolled an ankle. And he goes, Coach, the doctors just say I got really strong ankles or strong muscles, and which is true. He's got them everywhere. But, you know, we are not practicing today. And so, you know, we'll see how his recovery and how things kind of progress here. I would say specifically today and tomorrow, and then we'll just see how he's feeling on Thursday and go. And so, obviously, he's a big piece to what we do. He's the only, last year in the Mountain West Conference, he was the only guard or only perimeter player on the all-conference defensive team. And I mean, he's a lockdown defender. As well as the guy, I mean, he had a game of 16. He had 16 rebounds in our second game this year against Sacramento State. He's really elevated his game in that respect, going to the offensive boards and finishing possessions for us.
So, Coach, are you excited for the Pac-12 Challenge? I mean, you got the number 2 team in the country in that conference, number 17, number 24. You got here in a couple of days. Are you excited for the challenge of this conference?
100%. I mean, no matter where we've been at, we always say bring on the competition, and that's what you want. You want to play against the best of the best every night. And I know it's easy to say that right now. Like, I know that can be difficult when you're in the middle of it, but that's what you want. Like, you want to test yourself in your you know, that competition and that the preparation that goes into it, the intensity of it, and, like, that's what it's about. And so we know, you know, I was an assistant in the Big Ten for 2 years, and, you know, it's like every turn you turn around, you got Michigan, and then the next game it's Michigan State, and then you got Wisconsin, and then Purdue, and it's the same thing in the Pac-12, right? I mean, UCLA is number 2 in the country and playing unbelievable. Arizona, is just annihilating the competition, and USC is ranked. Obviously, we're playing BYU, is ranked in the top 20 on Saturday, and you know, I think that's what makes it exciting, and that's what these guys, I don't want to say live for, but that's a big reason, you know, you play in college athletics, is the competition of it, and it brings out the best in everybody.
You know, I want to circle back. You were talking a little bit about the transfer portal and the world of college basketball right now. And, you know, you mentioned you've got a team where you have seven or eight new guys, but is that, it kind of feels like that's going to be the norm going forward for pretty much a good majority of teams out there, where they're going to have guys leave and then they're going to bring dudes in, where it seems like almost every year, it seems like most teams are going to have a huge turnover. Is that just kind of where we're at in the world of college basketball right now?
Scotty, it sure feels like that. You know, I mean, nobody has a crystal ball, but you can certainly see the trend. And I think these couple years, or maybe it'll be a little more than normal, probably, because once you do the one-time transfer, right, then guys are, it's going to be harder to leave after they leave one time as a whole. But I do feel like that's going to be a big part of it. You know, I mean, we still want to, you know, build it through high school guys. Obviously, there's going to be plug-and-play guys depending on your position and where you're weak and, you know, and that sort of thing. And, I don't think it's just going to be men's basketball, right? I think football is going to be involved with that. And I think a lot of different sports, it's going to be like that. And so I just think it's interesting because people are like, oh, it's like NBA free agency. And I'm like, not really. Like a lot of those NBA guys, you're on 2-, 3-, 4-, 5-year contracts. Right. So the only way you're leaving is if you get traded or cut. So it is even, I think there's going to be more transitional phases with a lot of programs, but you know, I just think that puts more, I don't want to say more, something we've always tried to do, but I do think as a whole more when you're recruiting a young man, what are they really about? What makes them go, right? What drives them? Is this a guy that is in it for the long term? Right. And so it's just going to be different. And it's interesting. I did, you know, especially when I got hired, doing some Zoom calls with Booster Club because we just couldn't with COVID at that time, and talking. And that was what one gentleman brought up one time, is he misses where you can just go to the game and you can just see a guy as a freshman, then they get better as a sophomore, and then, you know, maybe an all-league guy as a junior, and just that whole, and there's the familiarity and, of course, the relationships that you can start developing regardless of sport. And so that'll be an interesting transition as well, when it's so different for the fan base. But you got to deal in reality and figure out what works out best for your philosophy and your style, and then go from there.
Well, Coach, we got to do this more often. We appreciate it. Thanks for carving out a few moments for us. Good luck this weekend, and let's do it again here soon.
Scotty, how have those cross-country trips been going? You're just racking up the miles right now.
Well, I was on one with Hartwell, and I got upgraded, and he didn't, and that didn't go over well. So that was a problem. But other than
he needs to hit the road more.
I know, right? Needs to use that Amex card a little bit more. But, no, it's going well, man. It's been a fun start of the season. And as you mentioned, it's really cool to see everybody get off to a great start here in the state too.
It is. It's awesome. Thank you guys for having me on. It's always a great time. And looking forward to doing it again soon.
You got it.
Thanks, Coach Smith. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
There you go, Craig Smith.
Always a great conversation. I'm going to save my other 10 questions for next time.
What are you saying? I asked too many questions?
No, he just.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You get two. You and I always plan for two.
Yeah.
And we know we're going to get two. And,
wait, are you saying he asked too many questions?
I felt like when I had the coach's show with him for 3 years, I was stealing money on that show.
Because he just
has
a lot to say.
Welcome in. You listen to the coach's show, Craig Smith, and then you'd be like, all right, folks, that's us. We'll wrap it up. And you got the producer like, you were supposed to go to break like 20 minutes ago.
He's the best. He's always got something good to say, and it's always interesting.
Yeah, he really is.
And he's got Utah clicking right now, and this BYU-Utah game is going to be one for the books. You probably ought to keep your eyes open for this game. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
So the trainer would always put out so the very first game I called with him, I'm sitting courtside right next to their bench, and the trainer comes over to me, and I'm doing the pregame about ready to start, and he puts these two pieces of gum on that side of that bench right where the coaches sit. And he looks at me and he gives me a thumbs up. I'm like, all right. I'm like checking my breath. I'm like,
yeah. What's so he
anyway,
to tell
so anyway, I grab the gun, open it up and pop it in. Well, anyway, game starts and Craig comes over. He's like, where's my gum?
Oh, no. You ate his gum.
And I'm like, you know, I'm like, I don't
you
know where
swallow it
went.
Yeah. You spit it in your hand.
He's looking around like, where you were supposed to let out. And the guy's like, I put it out there. And everybody looks at me. I'm like, I don't know where the gum is.
You went Lavelle Edwards on the gum.
Yeah, I did.
You leave any food close to Lavelle, he'd eat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he didn't care who.
I just thought the guy was like, hey, you know what? Here's some gum. I got some extra gum lying out. Here you go.
You're right. I better have good fresh breath for Coach.
Yes.
Thank you.
My bad. All right. We're live here at My Hearing Center, 801-438-7058. Call right now. You know, one thing we don't talk about is that, you know, we're down here in technically, what, Sandy? Mm-hmm. You've got locations all up and down the Wasatch Front. So if you're in the range of our voice right now, chances are there's a place really close by.
Yeah, that's the nice part. We understand how important hearing care is. It's not just about getting the hearing aids, but there's fits, there's follow-ups, kind of getting it dialed in right and personally for what you need. So it's nice to have an office right around the corner. We've got about 20 offices from Ogden all the way down to Nephi.
And also, too, you can get support like, and I'm going to butcher how you do this, but essentially somebody can be sitting in an office and you could be somewhere across the country and they can adjust them as well.
Yeah, that's the really cool thing. I mean, I feel like nowadays, you know, we get used to the idea of these telemed visits where, you know, you can talk to your healthcare professional. You never even have to leave your home.
Yeah.
And that's the nice thing is that they can tap right into your hearing aids as long as you can connect to Wi-Fi. They can go ahead and help you make adjustments, kind of see how things are going. So you can do a check and, you know, you're not even leaving the couch, not even missing a minute of the game.
801-438-7058, but it all begins with a hearing evaluation, and you're offering that up for free.
Yeah, that's the nice part. We offer hearing evaluations. If you go ahead and try these devices risk-free for 30 days, we've also got a gift card for you. So really, it's a no-loss situation. And the nice part is right now, we're getting to the end of the year, so a lot of people have HSA, you know, FSA. They've got these insurance plans that will offer stuff. They've already met their deductibles, so, you know, it's really a deal you can't miss out on.
Let's go. 801-438-7058. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
Slow Mo Joe.
The Joe Ingles Show with DJ and PK.
How in the world could you possibly write a check for $30,000? There's no way I could do that.
You guys are like this. I got an email the other day from the NBA, and my agent's on it, the Jazz are on it, obviously. And it's a little statement from the NBA like, hey, you've been fined this much money, and you need to pay the money by whatever the date was. And I, feeling a bit mischievous, I clicked reply all. And I hope like Adam Silver's not on there or anything, but I wrote back and said, could you guys just send me your Venmo account, and I'll get right to it. And not one person replied, so I don't know if they're going to find me again or not, but the $30,000 fine is a lot less than what one game or two game suspension would have been, so obviously very understanding of why the NBA fined me. I love the NBA. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Catch Jazz Man Joe Ingles with DJ and PK every Thursday morning on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
360!
It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette. Take some of the big storylines of the day, put it on a roulette wheel and spin it. Wherever that little ball lands is what we end up talking about. So, by the way, brought to you by David's Vision. Let's get that LASIK done. You can get $1,400 off now with the Black Friday sale. Only a few spots left. Robin just let me know they just have a couple of them left. So, call right now, and let's get you on the books, and let's get you squared away. And it all starts, by the way, with a free evaluation. See where that hearing's at, or excuse me, where that vision is, and wherever you're at. If you need an opportunity to get LASIK and you're a quality candidate for LASIK, they'll get you squared away. All you have to do is call 801-253-3080. That's 801-253-3080. All right, for that, let's spin it, Lloyd.
Legendary player, now legendary coach.
Oh, indeed. Legendary on both sides. So BYU women's basketball had a day game today against Utah State. And
the women's basketball?
The women's basketball team.
Okay.
Jeff Judkins was out for this game due to precautionary reasons, taking a COVID-19 test. Lee Kamard sat in and led the BYU women's basketball team to a victory.
The Lee Kamard.
Legendary.
Lee Kamard.
Danny Ainge. Jimmer Fredette.
Well, I know that you guys don't like the fact that I put him on the Mount Rushmore of BYU basketball players, which I do. I think he's up there with some of the bigs and elites. I think Lee Kamard is one of the most underrated, undervalued, under-talked about players in BYU history. And it's about time he's getting some coaching recognition because he's a dang good coach, too.
You can't tell the story of BYU basketball without
Lee Kamard.
Lee Kamard.
100%. I'll bet you Lee Kamard gets more airtime on the radio than any other BYU basketball player.
I don't think that's entirely true.
That is true.
Oh, I think
because it happens all on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's entirely true.
Does Lee Kamard know about your man crush?
No,
I think Crusher is to Hans Olsen what Hans Olsen is to Lee Kamard.
He knows. I think he was a dang good basketball.
Did he like the poem you wrote for him?
I didn't write a poem. What poem?
Maybe you should, and we should get him on, and you could read a poem to him.
I think it's a good idea.
Just don't say anything to Johnny, because he'll put Lee Kamard into that.
The Angela Lansbury song?
The Angela Lansbury song. That was embarrassing. Amanda heard that for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I bet she liked that.
She got a good chuckle. Then she was like, "You've got a crush on Angela Lansbury?" And I was like, here we go.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't?
I don't now. She's in her 90s now.
I don't know, man.
I don't think she's with us, actually.
Yeah, she is. She's 97. I think I was just looking it up. I think she's 97 or... Yeah, she's still with us. 96 or 97. She's still classy.
She's classy.
Classy.
Let's see here. Angela Lansbury, 96, still with us.
Yep.
In fact, she's outlived two of her husbands.
Yep.
Wow, she's old.
Do you want to live that old?
She's really old. Not really, no.
97, 96.
I think there's actually questions surrounding the deaths of her husbands.
What?
I think there is
she took
questions.
Took a few pages out of the old Murder, She Wrote book.
Angela Lansbury, known as the Black Widow.
Getting that insurance money.
What was Murder, She Wrote? I never watched it. What was that about? Was she an attorney?
Wait, stop it.
I really didn't. Was she an attorney or
no,
what
she was
she?
An author.
It's exactly what it sounds like. Murder, She Wrote.
So she was like a, she was just a murder writer and she would write different.
Yeah, but the problem is like every week somebody died. Like I got to imagine like nobody would want to be around her because if you spend a lot of time around Angela Lansbury, it means you're taking a knife to the chest.
Death's coming your way.
There's a lot of death surrounding Angela Lansbury.
So she knew how to get away with those things.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why she has two dead husbands.
That's a
allegedly.
Thing.
Allegedly.
It's a horrible thing to pin on her, you guys. Horrible. She's a decent woman.
I mean, what happened to the dude in Bed Knobs and Broomsticks? I bet he's 9 feet under, too.
Well, after they got off the island of Naboo, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's
Naboo.
The island of Dr. Moreau, but whatever.
After they took their flying bed to the Portobello Road.
Is that what the kids call it these days?
Portobello Road. I could still sing the whole thing. It's ridiculous how much I love Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Taking the bed.
Taking the bed to Naboo.
Oh, you're so weird. Oh, man.
Well, I've just got interesting tastes.
In women, yes.
And basketball players. I do like Lee Kamard. I think he's a heck of a basketball player.
All right, Lloyd.
Go full circle.
This is this is 1966.
Yeah, I know. She was pretty. She was very pretty in the 60s. 50s too.
All right, Lloyd, spin it.
Not for long.
Well, the New York Giants just fired Jason Garrett. It wasn't even two seasons, Scotty.
Wow.
Jason.
So they bring in Jason Garrett to try to restore some semblance of offense, and he comes in to coordinate, and nothing's going right. They put up 10 points against Tampa Bay on some some Monday Night Football, and it was not good. So they've decided to part ways with Jason Garrett. NFL, man, not for long. And now you can almost say NCAA is, well, I guess the not for long doesn't fit it. But let's come up with an acronym for NCAA. Not for something. It's not for long.
Not coaching against anyone.
That's a good one. Right off the top of your mind.
Well,
huh?
We'll take that.
You're good at Boulder Dash, aren't you?
What's Boulder Dash?
You never played Boulder Dash?
Uh-uh.
Oh, get it. It'll be a Thanksgiving hit. With
really?
Yeah. You get things like it'll give you four letters, like it, or let's say it's just NCAA, and you got to write a fake thing of what NCAA would stand for, or it gives you a word and you're supposed to write the definition of the word, and you got to write something fake. And the more people that pick your,
I could see some inappropriate things coming out there.
They always do, but inappropriate doesn't often get picked. So
that's balderdash.
Thanks, Jake.
Jake,
hey, Nate, do you play balderdash?
Oh, fun
See,
game.
Nate doesn't even know
no,
about it.
No, fun game.
See,
great.
You're making this up.
Nope. Great Thanksgiving. Fun with the family. And you just hand out the cards and you take the word or you take the acronym and you make something up.
By the way, I don't believe this is on the wheel, but I'm just going to bring it up here because we were making fun of Mel Tucker. Did he get that contract? That $9.5 million per year, or was it just rumored?
It was still just rumored.
Because I would hope he signed something before he got his brakes beat off by Ohio State over the weekend.
Boy, they 49-0 at half.
James Franklin of Penn State has signed a 10-year, $85 million extension.
Huh, 10 years.
He's getting 8.5 per.
Huh, 8.5. Well, oh, so what conference is that one?
Huh.
Huh.
The Big Ten.
Well, those Big Tens and Big Twelves, they're sure paying people. It's expensive.
Yeah.
To operate in those conferences.
And these guys aren't winning 10 games over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh. I'll be. Better get somebody on the phone.
But you
get somebody on the phone.
But does it include 10% off at your local creamery? I don't know.
Don't think so. Does it include your name on an ice cream flavor?
That's as good as cash right there, Clark. Yeah,
that's the gift that keeps giving. 10 years, this will go well beyond.
Yeah. We're talking about a legacy here.
10 years, they're going to be looking for a new job. In 10 years, you'll still get 10%. How's that sound? 10 years, it seems like a pretty good number, and $8.5 million would be a nice number. I don't know if that's a necessary number.
I don't think that's necessary, but 4 or 5 is probably going to be necessary.
And I think that 10 would be a nice year mark to say, hey, and this could be anybody that Scott
and I
are talking
about. Oh, yeah,
we're
just hypothetically. Yeah, it's just hypothetical.
But 10 years would be a number that it would be like, hey, just so you know, you're going to get to send many missionaries off and have many recruiting classes and have them come back and tell the next 9 years of recruits that you're going to be here as the head coach. And that's going to help you in recruiting. And look at this big, gaudy number that accumulates over 10 years.
Yes.
Look at this, $28 million. wait, over 10? $28 million. It will suffice.
Yes. That's your nice Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, so it might need to be a tick higher than 28. Over 10 years.
Just a bit.
But I think that the year mark could be very enticing.
There you go. I mean, just to have that level of commitment.
I know that that's something you and I would love, right? To have something that's like, yeah, you'd be around for many, many, many years and generations. Here's a 40-year contract.
He's not even looking at us.
But 10 years to a college coach is a lifetime.
That's a lifetime, yeah.
And that is very enticing. So make it a year mark.
By the way, 80 million of it will be fully guaranteed. So if they fire him, 80
way
of
to,
it's guaranteed.
Way to save 5 million.
Yeah, like, well, but like, we're going to stop. We're not going a penny over 80. And meanwhile, Franklin's like, fine, you got me.
And it was
hate that you guys put me in this position, but fine.
Fine. You really put me to the stone here. Fine, I'll take 80.
Agents over there cackling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the coach and the agent high-fiving. We got the full 80 guaranteed. Wow. That's a huge contract.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show that when you're jumping into a conference with the Big 10, Big 12 labels, it's going to be expensive.
James Franklin, by the way, at Penn State. Let's see. Started in 14. Here's his win-loss total.
And we do need to acknowledge that Penn State, was the Sandusky thing? What was 10? 11?
Yeah, I don't
because Penn State's gone through hell and back.
Did he take over right after all that nonsense? Or was there somebody in between?
There was somebody in between.
I think you're right. Oh, it was the guy that was the Houston Texans
yes,
coach.
Yes, with the dimple.
Yeah.
The cleft.
Yeah, I forget his name. But, he got it. He was the one that did a lot of the heavy lifting there. But in 14, he's gone 7-6, 7-6, 11-3, 11-2, 9-4, back to 11-2, 4-5 last year in COVID, and right now they're 7-4. So, I mean, this isn't Alabama here. He's had some 11-win seasons. He's gone to a Rose Bowl and a Fiesta Bowl. But.
Yeah, but, you know, when you feel like you got your man, I like to see it. And believe it or not, to me, in a world of recruiting, if Penn State was recruiting one of my kids, I'd be like, okay, well, at least you know who you're going to be coached by.
Yep, yep.
And that would be a very good thing to know.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Wrap this thing up next. Get you ready for Unrivaled straight ahead right here on The Zone Sports Network.
The new Zone lineup is here. With the best coverage of the sports you love and the teams you can't live without. Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10, followed by Jake Scott and Ben Anderson from 10 to noon. Get your daily fix of Hans and Scotty from noon to 3. And then The Zone welcomes Unrivaled with Alex Keery and former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell to the team. Weekdays from 3 to 6, live and local. All day, every day. This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, wrapping up another edition of the show. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, thanks for making us part of your day. All right, Hans. By the way, in case you're just joining us, a couple of interesting notes. Peter Castelli has entered the transfer portal, no longer with the University of Utah. So he is out. And I think once you saw the success that Cam Rising was having and how many years he has remaining at Utah, it's pretty easy to see how that happened.
Not going
to
wait around. And not projecting – well, I don't project Cam Rising as an early exit. I don't project him as a guy that scouts are going to be drooling over. I project him as a guy that's going to win a lot of college football games, a guy that's going to be a great leader, and a guy that will rack up a lot of passing yards in his time at Utah. But I do not project him as an early out type of quarterback. I don't know if he chooses to use the extra year that he's been granted with COVID. Maybe he leaves in a traditional senior year, but still that leaves him a couple of years of eligibility. Mm-hmm. So Castelli is going to go seek other means. And that's fine. It's just you're jumping into a portal, and we were talking about this off air, jumping into a portal where there's a lot of projections that it's going to have between 3,200 and 3,400 kids that are looking for a new home. I don't know if I want to be in that portal right now. Unless I've got a place to go, I'm not getting in that portal. Now, he is a four-star guy.
Yeah. So
he's going to have a place to go.
And a lot of, and don't kid yourself if you don't think that there's a lot of these conversations going on behind the scenes with your high school coach and other coaches out there. They're figuring out a place for him to go, and he's probably already got that lined up. Now, I'd still take a few trips just to enjoy the process a little bit, but he's probably got everything lined up with where he's going to go.
I would imagine so. But, he, you know, Scotty, the truth is he could not beat out Charlie Brewer. And Charlie Brewer, it showed to be kind of a false front. I'll still tell you that through camp, Charlie Brewer earned it. Now, Cam Rising was fighting and fighting and fighting. It was the completion of Charlie Brewer's work that really gave him the leg up to get the start over Cam Rising. But Castelli wasn't really even in the mix. So that tells you how far behind he was or how far back he was. I haven't seen a lot of quarterbacks in this state. And we've seen 3 or 4, 5, 6 enter into a transfer portal. We haven't seen a lot of guys, not just quarterbacks, but players enter into transfer portal and go blow it up anywhere else.
No.
So,
well, I mean, no disrespect to what Jake Heaps did in Kansas, but oh wait, never mind.
And that was kind of first transfer, well, not portal, but that's kind of
that was a big transfer
territory.
Yeah.
Who was the quarterback we just saw leave Utah? That was a high.
Tuttle. Went to Indiana. Yep. Hasn't really done anything.
Nope. So go and good luck. I do like to say to these kids, go and good luck. And I hope you find what you're looking for. And when you find you, come back to me.
That sounded very almost romantic.
That's Daughtry.
Oh, is it?
When you find you, come back to me. No, it's a good song.
I'm sure Daughtry sets the standard high for good music.
And then what happens when they end up being a good quarterback? We go get them back.
Have we seen that happen yet where a player circles back on a team?
Didn't Booth Gotch?
I mean, I'm talking football. But yeah.
Did Devin Tompkins?
Well, Tompkins went into the portal, but he never went anywhere else.
Oh, he never.
And then
oh,
just
yeah,
came
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah. Either did Booth, I don't think.
No, but he went to Minnesota.
Oh, he did, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. We better just get.
Yeah, we better just.
Yeah, we just better get out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, I know you're having some fun.
Well, I don't know why you're criticizing. I could listen all day, man. I mean, my player depth is slim, but if you need someone who has very strong opinions about her teams, let's
yes.
go.
I know you do.
Well, also some strong opinions on fixing your life if you got some hearing issues. There's probably some guys out there that their wives are like, you're not listening, blah, 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 you're not hearing anything. And they're like, I'm fine. Well, now, you know what? If you think you're fine, just come down here, take the hearing test, and then you'd be like, look, I'm fine. Or if not, then we can get you squared away.
Yeah, you know, that's a common misconception. A lot of people, they go, no, I can hear you. It's just she mumbles or she whispers or,
yeah.
or, you know, she constantly turns her back to me and shouts from the other room. But what happens is when you lose your hearing, typically you lose your high frequency first, which is all your consonants, and that's your clarity. So you can hear, but you really aren't understanding what's happening. And it's such a slow, gradual thing that people don't even realize it's happening. They just shrug it off of, oh, that was just a mumble, that was just this, and they don't realize how much of a problem it actually is.
Well, I mean, Hans and I, we've had headphones on our life, most of our professional life, and I'm pretty sure I'm heading down that path because,
yep.
like, I'll get at a restaurant or a game, and it's like a wall of noise mm-hmm. coming at you, and you can't really decipher a lot of times what's, you know, if you're having a conversation with somebody next to you and you're just hearing everything, it's like a fire hose of sound, and I think that's one of the early issues that people deal with, right?
Yeah, and that's the best part about these hearing aids is they are specifically designed to help you hear in background noise. In fact, they actually, statistically speaking, will help you hear better in background noise than someone with normal hearing. These hearing aids take into that background noise into account. They recognize what's going on, they lower the volume of it, and they increase the volume of speech. So you can be sitting at a restaurant and you enjoy the conversation just fine.
Let's go. 801-438-7058. 801-438-7058. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
97.5, 1280 The Zone, Unrivaled coming up next. Remember, you're going to hear from Jaron Hall and Devin Cafusi on today's show right here on The Zone Sports Network.